This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly feedlot and finished cattle trade recap for week ending June 4th. Finished cattle trade live prices were quoted $3 to $6 higher, and the dress prices were $1 to $9 higher. And the weekly weighted average cash steer price for the five areas, which includes Texas, Nebraska, Colorado, Kansas, and Iowa feeding areas, it was $4.30 higher at 129.29, and that compared to 124.99 the previous week. And the cash dress steer carcass price was 205.66, and that compared to 198.28 the previous week. And the five area total cash steer and heifer volume was 103,000 head compared to 77,000 head the previous week. And the five area formula sales totaled 154,000 head compared to 179,000 head the previous week. And the five area formula price average was 205.93, and that compared to 210.08 the previous week. The cash went up and the formulas went down because many formula prices are based off of the previous cash sales, so they lag behind just a little bit. And the nationally reported forward contract cattle harvested was 41,000 head compared to 49,000 head the previous week. And the packers have 287,000 head of forward contracts available to them for June and 100,000 head for July. And the average live weight from the Texas Panhandle, which includes steers and heifers for week ending May 28th, was steady at 1305, and that compared to 1283 last year. And the latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending May 21st was 1 pound lower at 862, and that compared to 864 last year. So this is the third week in a row that we are below a year ago. And the choice select spread was $24.25 on Friday, that compared to 20.50 the previous week, and kind of in that $7 to $10 range for June last year. And the big rally in the choice rib and loin as buyers purchased steaks for grilling helped to widen that choice select spread out, and the daily choice rib primal jumped $53 in the past month, and even continued to climb when that choice cutout was slipping just a little. The other thing that impacts that choice select spread is the percentage of cattle grading choice and prime. Right now in the United States, we're at 73% choice and prime. And a year ago, we were around about the same thing, but a couple months ago, we were 76%. So we've dropped down a little bit. And the reason for that is there are more younger cattle called calf feds that are going to harvest right now. So that impacts the widening of that choice select spread also. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas.